and said, but remember, Nathaniel is going to return the favor. And do you want to spend the night with Nathaniel? Mm-hmm. And Billy thought about it a while. He says, well, I don't believe I'll have Nathaniel. Which I thought handled it very nicely.
Are most of the blacks in the area in Alcoa?
They are in the area around Hall Road, which is the main street going through Alcoa, spreading out on each side for about a 5-block area, I would say. Then when you get out further, out of Alcoa, out of that area, you get into still company housing, but housing that, and many of the blacks, the man who does our yard owns his house completely, free and clear, and he says, they talk to me about moving up somewhere, no, because I own my house, I'm not about to leave it. And he's so right. But then you find, I have several good friends who live in company houses who have chosen to stay in company houses because they're painted every year, they're maintained, and they have raised their families there, and they are comfortable there, and they prefer to stay there. And then you move on out, and you find other neighborhoods getting further out from the center of town, where people have built their own homes and bought from the company, and the 5 executive homes that I mentioned are all privately owned now. And sort of break my heart when I drive by, because I remember how they were and what fun it was to visit my friends who lived there, and they don't look like that anymore.
Oh.
They couldn't conceivably without the aluminum company keeping them up.
Are there black neighborhoods in Maryville at all?
We have one settlement, I guess you would call it. We closed the black high school when it had 40 students and integrated it. And the grade school had been integrated years before, but they preferred to keep their high school. And they had a very fine young man whose wife had worked for me while she was going to Knoxville College. And I just knew she'd come afternoons, and her blue jeans didn't bother me at all. She was a brilliant girl, and I went down and visited them to present a book from the DAR or something, and I was quite impressed. But they finally had to integrate. But at that time, we had about 40 families in Maryville, and they moved out on the Morganton Road area. I don't know exactly where out there. And this little nucleus is your Tufts. Now we have other blacks who live in the public housing. In fact, one girl who worked for me said everybody that I moved to get away from got over there before I did. So, but we don't really have a black neighborhood. It would be Alcoa. And it has always been Alcoa.
In Alcoa, are there separate areas for wealthier blacks and poorer ones, or is it just kind of merged together?
Now that I don't know. I have no idea.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, yeah, I do too. Oldfield.